You may not immediately think of an airport terminal as somewhere that would be able to boast any green credentials. However, the new terminal building, completed in 2011 at the Winnipeg James Armstrong Richardson International Airport, has reached Silver LEED certification, proving that it really has taken genuine steps to reduce its environmental impact. Christine Payne is the Director of Communications.
Natural light was a huge piece of us going towards the green status and incorporating as much natural light as possible. Right from the moment that you enter the building, you'll notice that there are window panes, floor to ceiling, pretty much in the departures hall, in the arrivals hall, and in what we call the passenger boarding area. So the use of natural light, the use of skylights. Skylights, we had 55 of them incorporated into the new air terminal building, offering natural light as an architectural item, but also to ensure that we used some green building status stuff in the design. So natural light, very key and helpful in terms of energy efficiency.
Another thing I noticed is that everything seems to be common use. So why is that important and what difference does it make?
Well, common use was a philosophy that we wanted to apply to the new building, not only to create efficiencies in terms of operations, cost savings for our airlines, but also allow us to welcome new carriers into the building and they could have the ease of setup. It's really driven by technology, and anybody wanting to come and operate out of Winnipeg could certainly do that by incorporating the technology. Common use allows airlines to share all of the operations, all of the counters, and there's lots of efficiencies in terms of cost saving and energy in that design.
And so can you give me sort of an example of how that might be beneficial in terms of energy savings and also scalability?
In the old day, an airline would have their own counter space. They would have their own kiosks. They would have their own equipment that they would be using energy, personnel, space, all of that to facilitate their operation. In the new building, the kiosk is common use, so anybody can use it at any time. Much more efficient. We can turn it off when it's not in use and save energy and allow it to be something that can be used only when needed.
Does it give you also more control over the environment of the building?
Yes, absolutely. Common use allows you to establish standard operating procedures operationally for your airlines to apply to, like no idling policies, incorporating on our airside hydrant fueling systems where we don't have fuel trucks filling up aircraft anymore. They're coming out of the ground and we don't have the emissions. So all of the common use philosophies that have been applied and the standard operating procedures were really looked at to make sure that they were as energy efficient and as green as possible. And we continue to look to what others are doing and apply those techniques here as well. I mean, we know that one day the departures hall may not need check-in counters and kiosks. Technology may drive all of those things. So our departures hall was actually value engineered and cut back in size because we knew that that's where things were trending.
When you actually built the new terminal, kind of redesigned the airport and everything, obviously you had something here already. So how did that get incorporated?
Well, with the old terminal building, we knew that it had to be deconstructed. We also have and share the airfield with a military base. It's called 17 Wing. 17 Wing was redoing their apron, and an apron is a piece of concrete where aircraft park. And when they were redoing their apron, we said, gee, rather than you taking that concrete and not using it, could we crush it up? Could we recycle it? Could we use it as the base of our new air terminal building? And we were able to reuse a huge part of concrete for the base.
And what about de-icing? That's always a very environmentally unfriendly part of flying.
Yes, our central de-icing facility, we're very proud to say that we won a Airports Council International Award. It used to be in the old days an airline, of course, did their own de-icing on their aircraft, and they would do it on their part of the pad, which they owned, and they would collect that glycol. Well, we found that that glycol was not being collected to the degree that we wanted it to. We have two creeks running through our airfield, and we found that the wildlife were being affected by the glycol runoff that was going in there. So we created a central de-icing facility. We built it. All airlines are required to de-ice on it. However, environmentally, we have marine life returning to our creeks. We are collecting that glycol to a huge degree, have won an award, and it's being recycled, and it actually ends up being winter car fluids. So it's a win-win situation for all involved.
That's Christine Payne, Director of Communications at Winnipeg International Airport.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.